Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That is my favorite game of the year when I see these college students trying to earn that money in this thing. So you'll see it tomorrow. It's something I could totally crush.
Live from the iHeartMedia Purple Tower of Power.
Never have lives less lived been more chronicled.
It's the Terry Miner Show.
Before I start, I'd like to report that later today I'll be signing a bill funding the government operations.
That's the President of the United States earlier. As Paul just noted in that newscast, his voice sounds like that. My voice is a little bit strained today, too, and I don't know why. Anyway, if you're the President of the United States and there's a pandemic underway, why bury the lead? You're going to walk out and sound completely different than you usually do. Your voice is like this all of a sudden. Don't you think he'd start out and say, "Hi, everybody, I sound like this because..." But he went through his notes, and then finally, when it opened up for questions, "Mr. President, why do you sound like you're in a Halloween movie?" And then he said the thing that you just heard in the newscast, kissing his grandson, likes to kiss Poppy. But I do have a little bit of, I don't know what it is. I woke up today and my voice is a little bit strained. I haven't been yelling at anybody. My dog a little bit, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. So anyway, luckily, if I have the sniffles or whatever it is. Hey, and by the way, I've had both of my vaccines. I walked into a Kroger store 2 weeks ago in the morning, little clinic. "Hey, can I get a booster shot?" "Yeah, we don't have any appointments for a few more minutes." "Sure, go ahead. Fill out this form." And here's the record of my two vaccinations. You have to have that. And then, boom, I got my booster. And then several weeks ago, I went into, drugstore, Walgreens maybe, and got my flu shot. So I am fully loaded on whatever it is. So why my voice is strained like this, I don't know. Anyway, I'm kind of working by myself. Oh, I got John today. John, if my voice goes out, it's on you, bro.
Hey, we'll figure it out.
That's all I can tell you. I don't really know why it sounds like this. Anyway, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The president coming out there today because he had to talk about the jobs report. We added 210,000 jobs in November. That is 340,000 below expectations. Seriously, they thought there was going to be 550,000 new jobs reported. And so now the chickens are coming home to roost on this whole deal of how long should we give people money to stay out. And all people will say back is, "Well, why don't you pay enough and I'll go back to work?" Whatever happened to personal discipline where you took care of, you know, the hunter-gatherer in all the adults is, I got bills to pay, so I need to go out and earn the money and do what I do. But apparently that concept has kind of gone off into the clouds here all of a sudden because you're insensitive and hateful and all kinds of things if you say, you know what, you have to go to work. Yesterday, as noted publicly, I celebrated my 37th year starting on this show. Before that, I was on radio stations, three other radio stations for a total of 9 years. I've been on the radio for 45 years. I am 64 years old. Well, I first had a job at age 13, so I've had a job for 51 years. And I can go on the Social Security website and look at my record of every year, what I paid and, you know, what I earned and what I paid and all that business. It's like, I'm proud of that I'm part of the system. I don't get the whole thing of people that are like, "Well, you know, I'm going to chill for a few months and then I'll go back to work." And it's like, what do you do with all the mindless downtime? I have no idea how that feels. I don't want to know how that feels. I've never not worked, but I've never had the desire to not work, if that makes sense. So it's funny. I mean, I look at what I earned as a paper boy or whatever it is in a Baptist hospital. That's where I worked when I was in high school. I was a paper boy first. But I worked at the old Baptist Hospital, one that's at Barrett Avenue near Broadway. And I think it's a government building now. And I was delighted to get a paycheck. And, you know, and I know they take taxes and they do this. But that's just part of life. And you're helping fill the potholes, make the street lights come on, pay for other people who are incapable of taking care of themselves. We know that that's a real situation. There's a certain segment of society. That's what a community does. But this whole thing of we're 340,000 jobs below expectations, man, that's a lot of lazy-ass people. I mean, they just are. They're just people that they just don't want to help. They used to work. You know that when you drive through certain places, they'll say, we're closing at 2 o'clock. We don't have any people. We opened at 6 this morning. We're closing at 2. We can't keep anybody any longer than that. Legally. We don't have any other people. Hello, I'd like to... Oh, there's a piece of paper on the speaker. No employees. Had to close. I mean, it's like so... And people say, well, just pay more money. Okay, well, I think some people at least have enough sense to understand the market does say what things cost. You're going to learn that in the coming months, too, because of the supply chain issues. Things cost more when there's more of an encumbrance on whatever it is, the product or service you want. So it's all a delicate balance. But right now, if you have any dream whatsoever about anything, something you've always thought, that's what I want to do, guess what? They're hiring. Now, you may not be able to just go from where you are right now, whatever job you're doing or if you're not working, and say, well, I want to be an engineer. Well, that's all well and good, but that takes training. So you have to figure out a strategy to get there. You go from one lily pad to the next one. Think of that game Frogger is probably a better way to go. You know Frogger where you cross the street and avoid the traffic? Because everybody takes some hits. I've taken my share over the years. Boom, boom, boom. You step around, you do what you do. The idea is to get across the road there, get over there to what you want. I want to be an engineer. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a social worker. I want to be whatever it is you want to be, a firefighter. There are ways to get there, and everybody's hiring. So they're going to adjust an attitude instead of just saying, it's not fair. It's not fair. I don't, my friend makes this and I make that. Here's the best place for you to go. For everybody, no matter where you went to school. Go to your high school yearbook. Did you put it on a shelf somewhere? Go to your yearbook and look around. And if you've kept up with people, or you can find out nowadays because of social media, you can find out. What happened to her? Where's she? Where's that guy? Where's this guy? Where's that guy? There's a real wide open horn of plenty for a lot of people. They were just kids going down the hallway with you at school, and one made this decision, one made another, one went to the military, one did this, one did that, one went to training school, one went to medical school, one's an electrician's apprentice, whatever it is, and then the tree plant goes in, you're planting it, and then it grows into something, but you have to make the effort. So you got to put a little sweat into it some way, somehow. Because the manna from heaven, the government money or whatever it is, that can't go on forever. I mean, I know you understand that at its most basic. You can't just make the money rain down and it's just going to, everything's going to be fine. I'm always going to get something for nothing. Yeah, I wouldn't make that bet. There's still time. It doesn't matter how old you are or whatever it is that you had wanted many years ago. You can either reroute yourself to get back on that path or do something else that might be a derivative of that. You can't make it all the way to being a captain on an airline, but you can also work your way into the aviation industry. I mean, there are ways to do that. So just don't give up. Don't surrender and just say, well, it's always going to, I'll just do this. And no, you won't. Life's a real challenge if you don't have a fixed goal. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. It pays dividends every day because you wake up and you go, what am I going to get done today to get closer to that goal? So I hope that, I'm sorry this is an impromptu rant, but I just thought about when I was reading these job notes. I often do that on the radio, and I'm sorry about that. I'm grateful that the people that run this station let me do that. But I just want you to feel the joy that I feel. I do. I mean, I like what I do. This is something that I wanted to do. When I was working at that hospital, when I was at Kroger, when I was in college, unloading trucks and cutting open boxes and putting cans on shelves, doing all that stuff, I knew I still wanted to do this. It just wasn't time yet. I had to do what I had to do. I was studying at school, and also then I got a job at a radio station where I wasn't on the air, and I was able to quit the thing at the grocery store, and then because I was making enough money to let that happen and still go to school. So whatever it is, you just figure it out. You'll like water that pours over rocks in a vase. It'll all settle in and find its place, but you have to be the catalyst of what makes all this come together for you. You have your own vision. Just follow it, and something good will come to you, because an upturned hand, eventually, you're not going to get anything but bird poop falling out of the sky. Get yourself fixed on something and move forward, and we'll all be the better for it. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Happy Friday. I hope my voice lasts until 7 o'clock.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.